Welcome to Nurse Educator Podcast. I'm Marilyn Orman, Editor in Chief of Nurse Educator. With me today is Katarina Maturski. I'm just thrilled, Katarina, that you're able to speak with our listeners today. Katarina had a really interesting article, which we published in Nurse Educator, about her CLEAR, CLLEAR framework for undergraduate nursing student education. So thank you so much for joining us for this podcast and telling us a little bit about your framework and how our listeners can use it. Tell us first, what is this framework and maybe the motivation behind why you developed it?
Thank you so much for having me. As mentioned, my name is Katarina Maturski and I'm an assistant professor in Toronto, Canada for Toronto Metropolitan University. And our School of Nursing is one of the largest nursing schools in Canada. Our classroom sizes for our theory courses typically range anywhere between 90 to 110 students. And at the time of creation of this CLEAR framework, we were also in the first year of the new curriculum. So last year, we rolled out a new nursing curriculum for second year nursing students for our undergraduate program. And I was teaching and leading the lead of a theory course for year two in the fall semester of last year. And obviously this was during the current pandemic. So I was met with a lot of black screens. The classroom occurred via Zoom platform. So a lot of students had their screens off. I really struggled with the ability to connect with the 90 to 110 students who were present on a weekly basis. I was met with very quiet responses. So anytime I posed the question, students would not respond via unmuting themselves and via the microphone. And most of the participation occurred via private chat on Zoom directly to me. So even when they were responding to my questions, students would not respond to everyone using the everyone feature, but directly to me. So at the same time as lecturing, teaching, and trying to involve students in discussion, I also had to engage in private chat responses with students and sharing of that dialogue with the larger class. So halfway through the course, I started to think on how I can connect with more students, help students make connections between the very theoretical and conceptual topics we were talking about in relation to nursing practice and nursing knowledge, and make that connection with their evolving nursing practice as year two students. In addition, students were really struggling with going into year two of the pandemic, not having any previous experience with attending university and taking university courses in person. Vaccine mandates were being rolled out. They were dealing with very complex clinical environments, burnt out mentors in the clinical setting, as well as fears of catching COVID and undergoing the illness at the same time as being students. So a lot of things were happening at that time that really piqued my curiosity and interest in terms of how I can evolve as an educator and what I can do to evolve the educational experience for my students, considering everything that was going on at that time.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the CLEAR framework and your actual development process that you used?
Yes, thank you. So what I had done at that time is considering all of these things that I've just mentioned is conducted an extensive review of the literature. So I delved into the literature to see what has been done, what approaches have been utilized by other educators on a national and international scale, looked at learning theories, looked at various concepts for transformative learning, empowerment of students, looked at the concept of intellectual professor-student partnerships, and came up with a series of concepts that I wanted to put together into a framework to structure my classes, such as power sharing between the professor and student, and how does that look, and how can that translate into the classroom? Tapping into their prior knowledge and building on prior knowledge that students have acquired in my course, but across the program in other courses they have taken in previous years as well. Conceptual learning through active process. So how to really take conceptual theoretical concepts and use an active process to help students understand it. Elements of psychic comfort development in students as well. Components of action learning, and finally reflection on learning. So through my extensive review of the literature and looking at these various elements and concepts, I was able to put them together into a clear framework. And I happily will talk about components of the clear framework a little bit later on as well, if it is of interest.
The learner, what kind of students or learners were you thinking about when you developed this?
Yeah, thank you for your question. At the time of development, I was focused on undergraduate nursing students, specifically for online remote learning. And so the CLEAR framework was initially developed for this particular audience.
I think for me, and probably some of our listeners, what does each of those letters stand for? Can you just tell us a little bit more about this framework?
Yes, absolutely. CLEAR, spelled C-L-L-E-A-R framework, starts with the concept, or the beginning of the framework starts with the idea of connect. So each class begins with dedicated time to connect by inviting students to share how they are doing and progressing in other courses, in this particular course, in their evolving nursing practice. And the purpose of this connect step is really to allow students' voice to be heard and connections made between the course that they are taking, so my course, the program of study, as well as what is happening in their personal life and context. This really establishes the foundation of a learning student-educator partnership. So during the very first class of the course, I lead students through an exercise in power sharing. And this can take different formats, but really explaining to students that the power is shared in this relationship. Just as much as I am here to teach them, I'm also here to learn from them in terms of how I can enrich their educational experience. Throughout subsequent classes, the way Connect can look is through examples such as simply asking students right at the beginning of class how they are doing, how their course is progressing, how their clinical practice is evolving, through online posting a poll, asking them how they are feeling right now and providing various poll options in terms of tired, happy, wanting to be somewhere else other than this class, or open-ended questions as well. It's really the focus of Connect is that interactions that occur among students on campus or in a class have consequences for their experiences as learners in single courses and eventually reflect the academic outcomes at the conclusion of their studies. That's why the Connect piece is so important. The second component of the framework is look back. So in look back, pedagogical approaches are utilized to help students recall previous course content. And this can be done through various features online, such as the annotate feature, using word clouds, posing questions, posing an article or a newspaper as article for them to reflect on, using multiple choice questions. Really, we want to tap into prior knowledge and learning. Prior knowledge has long been considered the most important factor influencing learning and student achievement. And the amount and quality of prior knowledge positively influence both knowledge acquisition and students' capacity to apply higher order cognitive problem solving skills. Hence why this look back component is quite vital before any learning for that particular week takes place. The third component of the framework is learn. So in learn, conceptual and theoretical information is presented with activities implemented to help students reflect on content and its application to their practice. But so expectations are shared with students right at the beginning through what is the plan for the class, what are the objectives, and what students will cover for that particular week. also learn and the various components of various examples for learn, they can include using creative means such as photo collages. So for example, in one of the weeks, I share a series of images that a 33-year-old photojournalist created to document her perpetual illness for over a decade with having a chronic kidney disease and how she needed to turn to peritoneal dialysis at its peak, as well as undergo a transplant. So I share a series of images with the students to help them learn about various theoretical conceptual topics for that particular week. That's one example. Another example could be engaging students in group work and assigning them one of the curative factors when talking about the concept of caring from Watson, and getting students together come up with examples for each curative factor as well as definitions to engage in team learning. The next component of the framework is empower. So in empower, critical thinking exercises challenge students' existing assumptions and consider how they can execute change to enhance caregiving. And empower, in terms of examples in the classroom, include various reflective videos, include quotes. So for example, Healthy Minds Canada had come out with a quote talking about heart disease, just another excuse for lazy people not to work. And it was their way of capturing how ridiculous this particular quote would sound for if we talk about mental health in this similar way. So we talk about this particular quote and really discuss students' existing assumptions and how they can execute change based on this particular exercise through a quote. At other times, I have them engage in a 7-minute written reflection in terms of talking about and then reflecting on their values and beliefs about nursing health, about various groups in our society and their access to care. Empowerment, and why it's a key component of this framework, is because it requires the student to experience something that Clark et al. 2011 calls psychic comfort, which refers to individuals' cognitive and emotional appraisal of a situation, experience, or contact as congruent with those of the external world. And so what this process does is requires an assessment and understanding of students' internal and external strengths, as well as external barriers, or something that the authors call power blocks that impact the accessibility of personal and interpersonal resources. The next component of the framework is apply. So when apply, students work in small groups through a case study to apply content that was taught through the learn component of the framework and develop clinical judgment skills. So the next generation NCLEX really starts to focus on and calls upon students to demonstrate their clinical judgment, hence why it's been incorporated into this framework under apply. So through apply, I want to get into action learning with my students. And the core of action learning is to take practical problems as the theme of learning and emphasize learning taking place in action, as well as action in learning. So namely, it's the integration of learning and its application, as well as combination of knowledge and action, that is key. And the final component of the framework is reconnect. So in Reconnect, a platform is provided for students to summarize their current learning, connect it to previous content, and project it into future topics in our course, as well as in their other year two courses. So some examples of this include me inviting students to engage in personal journal writing. Another example is writing for 1 minute. So I give students 1 minute to write everything that they learned in this particular course and how that connects. In this particular week and how that connects to the topics that we talk about in this course and the topics that are coming up. And the third example is a 5-minute breakout room discussion where I put them into breakout rooms for 5 minutes with their other colleagues. They get to really talk about that learning that occurred in this class, summarize that learning, and talk about how they feel it will apply into future topics.
Thank you so much for sharing and really explaining us what that framework is and how I like that there's so many active learning strategies integrated in it. Just briefly, could you tell us what has student evaluation been, and you know, what kind of responses do you see from students or that you've noticed about their learning?
Yeah, thank you so much. At Toronto Metropolitan University, we have a teaching and a center for teaching and learning, and I had a representative from that center conduct a evaluation of my students, specifically asking questions about the CLEAR framework, because I was curious about what students felt and how that impacted on their learning. And we had about a 40% response rate, which is quite healthy for this in terms of students commenting on the survey. And specifically on the CLEAR framework, majority of the respondents, so 80%+, agreed or strongly agreed that the CLEAR model developed and implemented by me supported their understanding of course topics, helped them develop their ability to think critically about concepts, helped them develop their ability to apply theory to practice, provided a predictable organization to their class, which supported their learning and was an effective model for learning overall. And those participants who offered qualitative comments on the CLEAR framework noted that the model helped them with organizing their learning, as well as with breaking down complex theories.
Where do you see you're taking the CLEAR framework in the future?
Yes. So in terms of what my students have learned and what I've seen based on the results of this CLEAR framework is that it presented information, and students commented on the CLEAR framework presenting information in a clear and organized manner. I've noticed that students were becoming enhancing their critical thinking in relation to course concepts. They were able to develop clear connections between the course and their nursing practice. The creative components that were used through the framework, I noticed, really started to support student learning on a different cognitive level. It helped them in terms of framing any questions or concerns that they had about course material in a different way and understanding of that course material in a different way. It helped with creating an inclusive classroom environment where students felt like they could participate through everyone function via the Zoom chat versus just responding to me. So it really increased student participation in my particular class. So taking that in mind, this year, I moved to teaching in person. And so I have decided to implement this particular CLEAR framework in person with my students to see whether it can translate from being an online framework to also structuring in-person classes. And it has worked quite well. I am curious about how this framework will work with graduate level education and graduate students. So in subsequent semesters, I do have the opportunity to teach graduate level classes. And so I will be utilizing and incorporating the CLEAR framework with graduate students to see if any tweaking of the framework is required at the graduate level. And I'm also curious about utilizing and implementing this framework for post-licensure and practicing nurses in the field to see whether it also enhances their learning in any way. So those are my plans for taking the CLEAR framework forward.
And I can see some of our listeners, if they didn't want to use the full framework, they could just use portions of it, integrated with their other philosophy and framework for teaching. Thank you so much, Katarina, for sharing this really interesting framework with our listeners for this podcast. This concludes the podcast.